This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states steps to increase outreach of central government schemes. Mr. Modi gave several suggestions on further improving the governance in their respective states, emphasizing on messaging of the welfare schemes for their better delivery. Mr. Modi was addressing a two-day meeting of BJP Chief Ministers Council in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The meeting was aimed at reviewing governance practices and welfare initiatives. The meeting was also attended by BJP Chief J.P. Nadda and senior party leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah, among others. Prime Minister also suggested that the centrally sponsored schemes are very carefully designed and tampering with them during implementation in states should be avoided. In a statement after the meeting, party leader Vinay Sastrabuddhe said, Mr. Modi emphasized on the need to ensure saturation coverage of welfare schemes going on in the BJP-ruled states, saying they should be seen as an example of good governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting will bring together top diplomats from Australia, India, Japan and United States. Speaking at a press briefing, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is a valuable occasion for them to take forward the Quad agenda and take stock of all that has been achieved so far. The Quad, a diplomatic partnership between the four nations, is committed to supporting an open, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Ministry of Education will celebrate the fourth anniversary of the implementation of the National Education Policy NEP 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam 2024 at Manekshaw Center Editor Auditorium in New Delhi today. The Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam has been conceptualized to reinvigorate the commitment of various stakeholders for the effective implementation of NEP 2020. On the occasion, Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will share his experience in spearheading the implementation of the NEP 2020. Mr. Pradhan will also inaugurate several important initiatives of the Department of Education, including dedicated TV channels to facilitate learning of various Indian languages. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has taken cognizance of the flood incident at a coaching center in Old Rajinder Nagar, New Delhi, where three students, including two women, lost their lives. In a social media post, the NCW said that the allegations of ignored appeals for drain cleaning are concerning. The commission announced that a hearing on this matter is scheduled for the 2nd of next month. NCW has issued a notice to MLA of Rajinder Nagar Assembly, Durgesh Pathak, and directed him to appear in person. The commission also stated that it will take appropriate action in response to any non-compliance with the notice served. Assam police has seized highly addictive methamphetamine tablets valued at 9 crore rupees and arrested a drug peddler from the state's Kachar district. Acting on tip-off, police conducted a special operation on Saturday night in Katkal area and apprehended Abdul Alim with 30,000 methamphetamine tablets, also known as Yaba tablets. India Meteorological Department has forecast widespread light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during next 5 days. It has also forecast scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during next 5 days. At the third day of the Paris Olympics, all eyes will be on Indian shooters as Ramita Jindal will be competing the medal round of 10-meter air rifle women's final at 1 p.m, while Arjun Babuta will also compete in the same event's final but in men's category at 3:30 p.m. On the other hand, Paris Olympic bronze medalist Manu Bhakur along with Sarabjot Singh and another pair of Arjun Singh Chima and Ridham Sangwan will be in action in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team qualification round at 12:45 p.m. India have taken an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match T20 series against Sri Lanka as they defeated the host in the second T20 match by 7 wickets at Pallikkal International Cricket Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.